Hey, Tori, do you have any news on your rotation? I saw it looks like Matt Peacock has been announced for tomorrow.
Yeah, we're pointed that direction. And, you know, a little similar to what we've been walking through over the past couple of days, a couple of weeks, you know, we're gonna lay it down and figure it out maybe a day or two in advance and then pass it along to you guys. I know that it gets tiring and isn't really how we like to operate, tiring for you guys and isn't how we like to operate, but these are such extenuating circumstances that we gotta fill in some gaps last minute, and that's what we'll plan on doing. But we'll get that to you guys as soon as possible.
Where does Corbin Martin stand? Is he likely to get another start?
We're gonna continue to discuss that. And no decisions have been made right now, but we're gonna probably finalize some of those discussions here in the next 24, 48 hours.
Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Tori. Any update on your coaches, how DC's doing and how Dave McCabe's doing?
Yeah, thank you for giving me that chance. I should have filled that in a little bit earlier. Darnell Coles was cleared yesterday to come back in the dugout, so he was in the dugout with us. So medically, we were waiting for that clearance from his group of doctors, and we were fortunate to get him back inside of the dugout and teaching the way he knows how. Dave McKay ended up having a procedure to remove his spleen 3 days ago. I had a chance to connect with his wife, and he was doing okay and resting comfortably. You know, a couple of hiccups here and there over the past couple of days with his recovery, but we don't know the timeline. We're not sure what's going to be happening here in the future days or future weeks, but he's hopefully on the road to recovery and a complete recovery.
So Troy, with Mac maybe out for a while here, just the changes you've made to the coaching staff are gonna stick, I guess. Does that mean Crone will be around for a while longer?
Correct. Yeah. And I've been saying about Crony how good of a job that he's been doing despite these crazy circumstances. You know, you come on too strong as somebody that's just learning and learning about the players, or you don't come in strong enough. The players can go rogue. He's threaded it perfectly. So he'll continue to take on the outfield responsibilities and making sure that our players are as ready as they possibly can be. And I think he's been doing a great job.
Do you have anything new on Luke Weaver?
I do. So he had a subscap strain in his right shoulder, and he's gonna be in a non-throwing situation for the next 4 weeks, or for the next approximately the next month or so. I don't want to give it a total timetable, but he's gonna work hard to recover. We know that. So that is the update. Those are the readings that we got recently. Everybody's read all the MRI, or well, the group of doctors that were chosen has read the MRI, and that was a diagnosis.
Was surgery ever a consideration, do you think?
That never crossed my desk, no.
Evan Thompson.
Tori, do you have any other injury updates?
Let's see. Christian Walker played. I told you played in his game yesterday. I think he's scheduled to play in a game again today. Let's see here. Subo Cabrera and Cole Calhoun are continuing their baseball activity, and it's the work in the cage with swings and throwing. JB Bukauskas has not entered into any type of throwing program. He's still getting treatments and doing his conditioning in the weight room. Zach Gallen continues to have a light throwing program, so we're encouraged by that. Let's see, who else is there? Taylor Widener still in a treatment phase, no throwing. trying to get him back on his feet, but that's going to be a couple of weeks at least.
Steve Gilbert.
Tori, any thoughts about Paul Goldschmidt coming back to Chase Field tomorrow?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a little bit. It's always nice to see Paul. You know, he meant so much to this organization and to me personally. It's just nice to see him go out, compete, and do what he does best. And that's where I'll start. But I know at some point I'm going to have a pretty engaging conversation with him about just how he's doing in life. And you know, I obviously know that things are going well for him and his career. And it'll be nice to catch up. But hopefully the fans will come out and recognize him and remember the great things that he did here for maybe just one at-bat, and then we'll quickly turn the page and start competing. That's going to be the bottom line for me at a certain point. It's going to transition over to getting him out and finding out how to help us win baseball games.
Zach McCallum.
Or just to follow up on Dave McKay, was removing the spleen, was that like an expected part of his recovery process, or is that something kind of came up and they decided, okay, we need to just take it out altogether?
Yeah, it was not part of the recovery process. He had the spleen repaired and it just wasn't healing, and it was continuing to cause him some strong discomfort at times. So it was, you know, trending in a very healthy way when he was back here and in the dugout and continuing to teach. But there was a couple of days where it wasn't getting better, and the discomfort was increasing. So I think this was obviously something that has developed over the past week or so. And hopefully this is where the road to recovery has a direct path to getting back on the field.
Jack Summers.
First, just please pass along best wishes for Dave. That's tough news, and I'm sure he's going to be fine, but we all care a lot about him. He's a great guy.
For sure, I will do that. I agree with you.
Tyler Clippard, you didn't mention him. Is he going to be on any kind of throwing program or anything coming up soon?
Tyler Clippard had a small setback, not with his arm, but with his knee. I'm not sure what knee. Let's see here. I can look that up. It looks like his right knee. He had a procedure to remove some loose bodies in his right knee, and I think that was part of, you know, him just getting back on his feet and get back into baseball activities with a minor setback from the waist down. But we feel like that'll be a quick recovery. Shoulder had been feeling better. He initiated a throwing program and was starting to get that range of motion back. But obviously over the past couple of days, this information put that on hold for right now. But as soon as everything gets back to that point where he can get on his feet and start throwing a baseball again, I'm sure that he'll get back into that throwing program. Where was he with the throwing program? I'm not exactly sure. I don't know the distance that he was out to, but everything was showing signs of feeling good. I had a chance to talk to him directly at Salt River about 10 days ago and said that he was feeling good and he was really encouraged by the progress that he was making.
You said small bodies removed from the knee. I mean, was it cartilage that had to be cleaned up, or do you know exactly what that was?
I'm not sure of that exact answer.
Evan Thompson.
But Tori, Josh Reddick has been with the team about a week. What have you liked out of him so far?
His energy and his passion for playing the game are exactly what I remember from when we were together 10 years ago. So it hasn't changed one bit. But, you know, the intensity for, you know, getting up into the moment and understanding what each moment is asking for. Those are things that I remember about him, and they still exist. And he's, you know, been swinging the bat okay. I think he has been driving the baseball. I know he's probably not as consistent as he wants to be, but that's not a bother to us, because we know that those at-bats, with each at-bat, he's going to get tuned up just a little bit more. But it was what he did the other day in a pinch hit appearance and, you know, not giving in through the at-bat and driving a baseball the other way. So the ball still jumps off of his bat. The defense is very trusted. And those are all the things that I remember about him 10 years ago that haven't changed.
Nick, Cora.
Corey, was there anything to Cattell coming out a little bit early last night? I see he's back in there today.
No, nothing whatsoever. I just got to pick my spots with him to get him off of his feet. He's been on a pretty impressive pace to get back to the big leagues and help us out. And everything was scheduled, but I know between the traveling and all the extra work that he's putting in, I thought if I could get him off his feet for a couple of innings, it would help him out. So nothing to read into other than me just giving him a little bit of a blow.
Cheers, then.
Hey, Tori, in a season like this, you know, as a manager, you want to stay positive, but how or who helps you kind of stay positive?
Yeah, I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to talk about that. I have a very trusted group of people on my inner circle, some of which are here at the ballpark every single day. And then obviously some are at home and you know, my wife and children understand me and get me on a level, better than anybody else. And, you know, they're always there offering support and giving me a chance to vent. You know, I come home from a game frustrated just like everybody else. And I need to offload some stuff. So I've got a room full of ears that listen to me at night when we're alone. And then, you know, getting to the ballpark, I have an unbelievable support team and they know who they are, where I do have some intimate conversations. And, you know, that includes the front office, you know, people like Mike Hazen and Amil Sade and Mike Fitzgerald. You know, we have conversations where we are able to talk about things that are a little, might be a little uncomfortable for some others, but it's about staying together and united and sharing this information. So that doesn't end there. There's a strong group of people here as well that have kept me in check and keep pushing me in the good days and the bad days, because I don't want to sit still. I want to make sure that I'm doing my job every single day to the best of my ability.
All right, man. I'll see you after the game.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, Tori.